Yeah, Alicia.
Radio.
啊。
我想问的是一个about feeling 的。
啊、yes.
Because 你的 five aggregates of form、
yeah.
and mind 的 book。
Yeah.
你提到的是这个 about 这个 neutral feeling。
Yeah.
啊。So 我想，因为你有讲到，因为如果这个 understanding of 这个 neutral feeling 不是 born of wisdom 的哈、
啊，没有用的，嗯，
对，
那个是 suppression 来的
啊，对，然后我们就会
indifferent 啊 ，indifferent
啊 ，give rise to another form of delusion。
Yeah, 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 correct.
啊 ，So Bradio 可以不可以解释一下咧、
啊、可以可以、
我想知道一下那个 people understand
Sadhu Sadhu OK I will explain、yeah? Go back to that frame OK Thank you for the very good question For those who don't know Mandarin、I maybe translate a bit So According to Alicia He has read my this book The 12 Link Paticca Samuppada Dependent Origination Based on the transcript of my talk given in 2005, which was 15 years ago. So in that book, I touch on feeling. So according to the Buddha, feeling, there are three types. Yeah. So the first two is pleasant and unpleasant feeling. So these are the duality, like and dislike. Associated with the evil roots of greed and hatred. So this one easy to understand. That's why the Buddha say, when feeling arise, aware. When you are aware, then when the content of consciousness went in and you react, when the feeling is pleasant, pleasant sensation, aware. Unpleasant, also aware. Why must you be aware? Because this is the Buddha's way of teaching you, Vedana Nupassana, to be mindful of your feeling. When your feeling is no longer pure feeling, what happened? It has moved, isn't it? Move into pleasant and unpleasant. And what is pleasant and unpleasant? Pleasant is a sensual desire. You like that feeling. You attach, you cling. That's why it's the first mental hindrance. Then when it is unpleasant feeling like pain, aversion, you label it and it becomes the second mental hindrance of ill will or dislike for that feeling. So these two she understood, no problem. Then there is another feeling the Buddha talked about, neutral feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Now this one you have to be careful. This one, under normal circumstances, human beings tend to have this wrong understanding. They say, if that thing doesn't affect them, the example I used to give is, let's say your neighbor bought a new car for the family, then suddenly the wife reverses it and meet with an accident. Okay? Then you are the neighbor. You saw the thing, but you laugh, understand? It doesn't hurt you, it doesn't harm you, it doesn't affect you. It's like neutral feeling. Then you go in, you can joke some more, tell your wife, hey, neighbor, sui lah, new car just bought lah, less than 24 hour accident. But if it's your car, what happened? Sim tia, isn't it? Painful feeling, isn't it? Because money is involved, isn't it? You think your car, that's how attachment went in. So neutral feeling, if it's indifferent, it is not the neutral feeling that the Buddha talked about. The Buddha talked about equanimity. When you are aware that your mind has equanimity, it doesn't stir, it doesn't react, it has samadhi, then later when you develop the wisdom, the right view, or the understanding, then the Yoniso Manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sending, it will come and prompt you. Thing is just the way it is. Then you don't stir your mind. You don't react. You don't try to be anything. Then you are at peace. And that feeling most of the time is neutral. Unless that feeling is born of wisdom, then there is an understanding behind, especially initially when you are still new. Then you tend to smile, understand? You tend to smile. Yeah, thing is just the way it is. Because of delusion, they do this. So it's not a complete neutral feeling, but it's a feeling born of wisdom. Understanding, you understand. That's why you just smile. You neither like or dislike, smile. But smile can be a pleasant feeling, understand? But this one is no attachment. No craving towards it one. There is condition to have good food, you have it, that's it, finish. There is condition to have this understanding, you just rejoice. You just smile, finish. That is neutral feeling with wisdom, with understanding. Yeah. And sometimes it may not be completely neutral. Yeah. And sometimes when you meditate, like you experience pity. Pity is an enlightenment factor. So don't be afraid of pity. Don't try to suppress your feeling. Don't want to enjoy this pleasant feeling. Do you understand? Pity is pity. Silence your mind to experience it. Then see its characteristic. See how it comes, how it sees. Then see how it comes and how it transforms. From pity, when you continue to relax into it and silence your mind, it becomes more and more refined. Then you will experience sukhang. It will transform to sukhang. But sukhang is blissfulness of mind. And this blissfulness of mind is not an enlightenment factor. That's why you have to be careful. Because people cling to this experience. It's really blissful, I can tell you. Really, really blissful. Really. It's so blissful. The first time you have it, you really have that pity leading to sukhang, that blissfulness. It's really like heavenly bliss, like blissful. Then sometimes there is a beyond the so-called tinkling sensation, but it's really blissful. You really have that joy, that bliss inside you. And that mind state, people tend to, through memory, attach. And every time they meditate, they want to experience that. So that one, you have to be careful. But you don't worry. As long as you know how to relax and maintain awareness, it will come to transform, like the pity. Sukhang also will transform until the mind becomes very quiet and very still. Then it realizes what we call tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, pasati. You have to wait till pasati arises. Means mind has entered sati. Okay, so with that, I think I will end the explanation. Alicia, Sadhu.